Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President?
Hello.
Bill.
Talk a little louder, we can't hear you.
Mrs. Johnson is calling, asking if she could speak to the president for a moment concerning his press conference.
You want to listen for about 1 minute to my critique, or would you rather wait till
yes,
tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm willing now.
I thought that you looked strong, firm, and like a reliable guy. Your looks were splendid. The close-ups were much better than the distance ones.
Well, you can't get them to do it.
Well, I will say this. There were more close-ups than there were distance ones. During the statement, you were a little breathless, and there was too much looking down, and I think it was a little too fast. Not enough change of pace. Drop in voice at the end of sentence. There was a considerable pickup in drama and interest when the questioning began. Your voice was noticeably better, and your facial expression was noticeably better. The mechanics of the room were not too good, because although I heard you well throughout every bit of it, I did not hear your questioners clearly.
Well, the questioners won't talk.
Some of them you could hear, and but in generally you could not hear them very well. Every now and then you need a good, crisp answer for change of pace, and therefore I was very glad when you answered one man. The answer is no to both of your questions. I thought your answer on Lodge was good. I thought your answer on Vietnam was good. I really didn't like the answer on De Gaulle, because I think I've heard you say, but I believe you actually have said out loud that you don't believe you ought to go out of the country this year. So I don't think you can very well say that you'll meet him any time that's convenient to both people.
Well, when it can be arranged. I'm not going out of this country. I didn't say where I'd go. I didn't say I'd go out of the country at all, did I?
No, I guess...
Press has reaffirmed that I wouldn't go.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, then I just didn't hear... Didn't get the meaning of it that everybody else did. I think the outstanding things were that the close-ups were excellent. You need to learn... When you're going to have a prepared text, you need to have the opportunity to study it a little bit more and to read it with a little more a conviction and interest. And change of pace.
Well, the trouble is that they criticize you for taking so much time. They want to use it all for questions. Then their questions don't produce any news. If you don't give them news, you catch hell. So my problem was trying to get through before 10 minutes, and I still ran 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I took a third of it for the questions. And I could have taken, if I'd read it like I wanted to, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what to cut out. Maybe I ought to cut out Mary's heart name. But I thought that every place one of those names dropped, they'd call up the fella and ask him about it, and he'd get his name in the paper, and it'd publicize it good, and it'd help the committee.
Mm-hmm. I believe if I'd had that choice, I would have said use 13 minutes or 14 for the statement. In general, I'd say it was a good B+. How do you feel about it?
I thought it was much better than last week.
Well, I heard last week, see, and didn't see it and didn't hear all of it. And at any rate, I felt sort of on safe ground. I mean, like you had sort of gotten over a hump psychologically and in other ways. It'll be interesting to hear everybody else's reaction. And Thornberrys anyhow are waiting a reasonably early dinner with us, and I got my 10 o'clock date, and you do anything you want to about getting another couple or two to eat with us, and let me know, and I love you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ready?